You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by John Peterson and Gordy Young in association with John and Gordy Productions, Civic Media, and your Uncle Steve. Side effects may include nausea, uncontrollable laughter, and the desire to throw your radio into Lake Mendota. Now, here they are, John and Gordy. We're sorry.
And you should be sorry,
right?
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning, not in the afternoon this time. We've got so used to doing the afternoon shows now that... I'm just kidding.
Well, we filled in for Dom a couple of times now, and it's fun. It's always it's different just because it's in the afternoon and we're both...
And we're both awake by that time.
Right. So. Right now we're asleep.
Yeah.
Every morning.
Sleepwalking through this morning show each and every day.
That's what we do.
Yeah, I almost killed a guy almost on University Avenue. God, what the hell? On Campus Drive, right?
Yeah.
This bicyclist is on Campus Drive.
Oh, that's a bad idea.
Worse idea is riding his bicycle in the left lane in the middle. That's even worse. And what's even worse than that? What could be worse?
What could be worse?
Wearing dark clothes and no light, no straps, no reflection.
Wow.
I mean, I'm serious. I death wish? What is this?
I don't know.
Man.
That's not a good idea.
And it plays on my mind. You know, I'm thinking about it as I'm driving, you know, to work here. I'm thinking, man, is he going to die? Am I going to read about this in the paper this afternoon? What is wrong with this person?
I don't know. Well, they probably think there's no traffic out this time of day. I'll just take a little drive on my bike.
Yeah, on the slow Campus Drive path.
Wow. It's like the Autobahn.
It is a Autobahn.
Go as fast as you want on that drive.
Yeah. Don't tell anybody.
Well, and especially the streets are a little damp. We had some rain overnight.
Yes.
We're going to get some more rain later on today. And nice mild temperatures, though, to start things out.
Really,
it's already,
nice.
Already 40 degrees.
Yeah. Well, you're all dressed up for the warm weather here. I've got my flannel shirt on again. The thing is, you know, I forgot to get out some new clothes.
Spring fashions?
All my clothes are in the bedroom, and I don't want to interrupt anybody and the Kraken as she sleeps in there. So I can't, you know, rummage through there and pick a different shirt or, you know.
Don't you
I have to do that
out?
The night before. I have to do that the night before.
Yeah,
I didn't have a chance to do it last night. I was dead tired.
Yeah. Well, I understand. You know, you could take the flannel shirt off.
Well,
you've got a T-shirt underneath there.
I do, yeah.
It's kind of a fancy T. What do you got on there?
It's a fancy one. What is can
that?
You make it up?
Oh, it's Batman.
Batman.
Oh,
yeah.
That's very artsy.
It is.
Is that a new one?
No.
You've had that one in a while?
I think it's...
What would you call this art style? It's kind of modern, abstract? I don't know.
Graphic novelish. Right?
Graphic what?
Graphic novelish.
Okay. I never heard that term.
Graphic novels?
Okay. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Graphic novelish. I see. Okay. I don't think that's a word, but okay.
Graphic novel-like.
Okay. That's better.
Okay.
That's better.
All right.
So how warm do we think it's going to be today? That's the question on the table right now. Producer Sam, what do you think?
50,
Sam, wake up. Okay.
53. I'm a little tired. I'm sorry, Gordy.
You're guessing 53. John, what are you? You're cheating. You're looking.
I'm looking
at
my Samsung watch, and it says here daily precipitation alert.
Oh yeah.
All right.
It's an alert day. Yeah, we could get a lot of rain later today and tonight and tomorrow.
Now, what happened to your official WMDX watch, John?
Yeah, what happened?
Oh yes, this is the WMDX Samsung watch.
Oh, it is that one.
Yes, it's that watch.
Well, let's check out the.
It says here 51.
Oh, does it?
Let's see
for a high?
Yeah, let's see what our
Let's check our out
equipment.
The WMDX lottery ball machine.
There you go.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. The balls are rolling around. First ball is a 4. Okay, so already we have a discrepancy. Second ball is an 8, so 48. 48.
Really?
Is the predicted high
Wow.
by the WMDX lottery ball machine.
Well, I think I'm going to go by mine.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we'll see what happens.
51 degrees.
Yeah, we'll talk to Brittany Merlot and ask her about how much rain we're going to get here, because apparently we're going to get a pretty good soaking later in the day
That's great.
Tonight, and maybe even some thunderstorms. Yeah. So it could get a little active later on.
All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What else is happening? The National Day Calendar. Let's see what's today,
Could
March 4th.
Please fill us in. We'd love to know what day to celebrate today.
Is it National Sons Day?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Punchki Day? Fat Tuesday?
Well, you wouldn't have made that one up. I know that.
Is it Marching Music Day?
Yikes.
Is it Medical Professionals Day?
Mm-hmm.
National Grammar Day, National Hug a GI Day, National Pancake Day, or National Pound Day? Which one of those?
It's not National Pound Day.
Well, you're wrong. It is National National Pound Cake.
Pound
Cake. That's different. I'll give you that one back.
All right.
Okay. Sam, it is National Pound Cake Day. Okay. Sam, do you have a guess what day it is not?
There were so many.
God.
It's not Marching Music Day.
Actually, you're wrong. It is Marching Music Day.
Yeah.
It's not National Medical Professionals Day. That might be some other day, but it's not today.
That was a good one today for you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I stayed up all night working on that. National Sons Day.
Yeah.
You should, take your sons to lunch or something today. National Sons Day. Every day on March 4th. National Sons Day honors the sons of the world and those who raise them.
Mm-hmm.
The day also takes a look at a son's role and his relationship with those around him. Around the world, slightly more sons are born than daughters. Both bring joy to families, though. Okay. Our rambunctious sons grow up into adult men and forge their own independence in the world.
And stay in the basement. And live there.
That's it. Some are soft-spoken and gentle. Others, with a spark of curiosity, fill every hour with questions. I don't know who
what the hell. Well, I was
so,
reaching.
Say hello to your son today, and wish him well. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, we're all sons. Do we expect to hear from anybody today? Say, hey,
yeah,
what a great son you are. I don't know. Punchki. It's here. This is Fat Tuesday, the day before Ash Wednesday, so it's Punchki Day.
Yeah, this
Fat
is a
Tuesday.
Great day. Yeah,
getting ready for Mardi Gras. I've heard that Mardi Gras may be they're moving it, starting it earlier in New Orleans today because of really bad weather. They're expecting later to get very windy. They've got some big storms down south.
Well, my wife got a little angry knowing that the president was going to have his State of the Chaos speech tonight on Fat Tuesday. What a horrible choice that would have been, right?
Really?
I mean, it's...
Why would she care about that?
Could have done it on a different... Well, because we celebrate. At our home, we have Mardi Gras in the house.
What?
Yeah, well, she loves Mardi Gras.
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
She loves that stuff, yeah.
How do you celebrate? You dress up? Or what do you do?
No, we make some, some jambalaya.
Oh, okay. All right.
Red beans and rice.
Oh, I love red beans and rice. Sam?
I thought you were going to say you didn't want his speech to be today because it's going to be a metaphor for Lent going forward. All the things are going to have to give up in this country.
Well, those tariffs went into effect at midnight, so expect prices to go up.
This is going to be a different world now.
Okay. It's Marching Music Day. March 4th, to the rhythm of life on Marching Music Day. Honor the dedicated musicians and performers of many diverse styles and backgrounds. Marching Music Day celebrates all varieties of art forms that bring us the music on the move. Were either of you ever in a marching band? Sam?
Sam was.
I was a band kid, yes. Yep. I marched in high school.
You played the clarinet?
Yep, that's right.
Did you like getting all dressed up in the uniforms and going out for the football games?
It was pretty fun. It was not fun on a hot day, I can tell you that. When I was a sophomore in high school, we got to march in Texas. Oh, boy, that was not a fun time.
Kind of move around doing that, right?
Yeah.
Now, did you make formations and stuff like that? Did you
out on a football field? Yeah, we did. My when I graduated high school, that was the year that the band got new uniforms, and they gave all of the seniors their old ones. So somewhere in my parents' basement, I still have my marching uniform.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, you should bring it in someday. You know, wear it someday.
If it still fits me, I don't know.
Is that a way to meet girls?
I should wear that out to a bar sometime. That's a great idea.
No, I'm asking, being in a marching band, is it a way to meet girls? Not wear the stuff now.
You never know. It might just work on the right person.
It could. It could. Yeah.
It's also National Grammar Day, so you know, watch what you say here today. rules.
I'll try to use proper grammar.
Proper grammar. You know. Let's see, National Hug a GI Day. Mm. All right. Salute the military. And National Pound Cake Day. Who doesn't love pound cake?
It's not National Pound Day.
No, that's different. Mother Day.
You know, pound cake is so generic and so ridiculous. It really is. It's like a non-cake.
Well, it says here it's one of the dessert world's most versatile cakes.
Okay.
Each year it's celebrated by bakers and cake lovers alike. I'm sure they celebrate a lot. Celebrate with a piece or two of this delicious, rich delight. National Pound Cake Day. Okay. I don't know.
It doesn't say anything about flavor, does it?
Not much to them.
No.
National Pancake Day. Yeah. Okay. This is put on by IHOP, apparently. This is just a commercial IHOP.
They need the publicity.
I guess so.
They've got free pancakes today, though. Are you going to go get some free pancakes at IHOP? Yeah. Last year on this day, I went and got some free pancakes.
Let's see. There's an IHOP out by Costco, by you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Middleton?
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's one of the newer ones.
There's one on the east side as well.
Is there one
that I've been to?
Yeah, near Easttown somewhere. Yeah.
I think the one near you on University Avenue went out of business. I don't think they have it there anymore.
They're gone. Or are you thinking of the Perkins?
No.
There was an IHOP too?
Yeah.
Okay. That Perkins was there for a long time on University Avenue, and then that
went
under.
That's gone.
Perkins, I don't know what happened.
You know, that was a great stop for everybody.
Right?
Late nights.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, well, that's it for the National Day calendar. Do we have time for any history?
Well, that was fun. What a great feature.
Okay. Thank you very much. We'll get to history items and take a look at birthdays in just a moment.
Catherine says that marching band is a workout.
Really? Well, I imagine so. There's a lot of marching and formation making.
Cardiovascular.
Sure, why not? Ho, let's all march to the tune. 18 minutes past the hour, it's John and Gordy in the morning, along with producer Sam on 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX 92.7.
It's John and Gordy in the morning. It's cloudy and 40 degrees. We had rain overnight. We'll get rain and thunderstorms perhaps later on today.
Great song.
Oh, I know. 25 or 64. Yeah. They were in their prime then.
They really were. This is one
Chicago.
Just fantastic.
Great
Play
stuff.
The rest of that.
Yeah, let's take a few minutes out.
There we go.
Yeah. It's all about a drug trip. And then,
it is.
Yep.
All right.
Did you know that, Sam?
I don't think I did, no.
Explain the numbers.
It's 25 or 64?
What would you think that means?
I have no idea.
So there was some sort of party going on, and they were wondering whoever wrote that song, and I think it was Robert, what's his name? From Chicago.
Robert, what's
the keyboard player? But anyway, they were kind of in a daze and looked at the clock, and it was 25. They wanted to know, should we do some more of this, whatever illegal substance we're doing? And it was 25 minutes to 4, 25 or 6 to 4 a.m. in the morning, wondering if they should keep going.
Wow. Okay.
You know, get even more
4 a.m. the night is young.
Sure. Okay, that's the end of that story, the end. Well, let's move on.
There you go.
Okay.
Now let's take a look at the history book.
Open the book.
Oh, don't. No, no.
Please. We got to open it every once in a while. Sam, look out. Where's your mask?
I shouldn't have brought it.
Get the oxygen tank. Oh, I think he's going down. He's going to need CPR.
If I didn't bring it up, maybe we would have forgotten about this particular part of the segment. All right, well, let's, can we log on to the internet next time?
Yeah, we'll dial up the digital version tomorrow.
Okay, right. Thank goodness.
Okay, well, what's happening in the history?
Well, the reason I played Chicago coming in today in April.
Sam's, I don't think you've ever sworn on the air before.
It's my favorite word.
Did that sneak through? Okay?
No, it did not. I misspoke, but nobody heard it, thankfully.
Are you sure?
The city of Chicago.
Yeah.
Was incorporated on this day in 1837.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
A lot of groups took the name Chicago. Chicago Transit Authority.
Right?
Yeah. That's just one group.
The transportation system. Yeah. Well, yeah, the band took that name first, and then the actual Chicago Transit Authority objected to that.
They did. They didn't like it.
So they just shortened the name to Chicago.
Chicago.
And that was okay. Yeah. Okay, anything else on this state?
Yeah.
Yeah. You okay?
I'm still reeling and rolling from... From both the dust on this history book as well as
swearing like a sailor.
Yeah, exactly. Jumping back a little bit in time, today in 1789, the U.S. Constitution went into effect.
Yeah.
Oh.
And tonight it will go out of effect.
It'll be expired.
Wow.
It'll expire officially.
It had a good long run, didn't it?
It did. It really did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. The presidential address tonight at 8 o'clock. You can hear it on Civic Media Network.
Right.
Okay.
Are either of you members of AAA?
I used to be.
Yeah, I used to be, too. I think a lot of people used to be.
Yeah. Now you get a lot of the benefits with your insurance company.
Right.
You know, roadside help.
Yeah. Towing.
Well, before insurance did that, today in 1902, AAA was founded. Mm-hmm. Way back in 1902.
Yeah, they were great to have.
Yeah, and you used to get, you could get maps, and you could get like a map book.
That's right. They were good for maps and roadside assistance. With,
and that shiny sticker.
And all of that is gone away. Technology. Oh, technology.
Okay.
Today in 1917, Jeanette Rankin was sworn in as the first woman member of Congress. I should have put what state she's from on here, but... Yeah. I want to say it's Montana.
Okay.
I want to say it's Montana.
Well,
if you want to say it, go ahead.
It may not be true, but if you want to. All right. And this is a big day.
Beatle history here.
Today in 19... This was on British media at first, but John Lennon, it was just like an offhand remark, said the Beatles were bigger than Jesus at the time. It wasn't until a couple months later when the U.S. press picked up on... that comment that it really blew up in their faces.
And he was actually talking to a reporter friend of his. And it was after the interview was over. And he was just kind of, you know, it was off the record kind of stuff. And then, of course, she recorded it and passed it along. And then, eventually the U.S. press just went nuts.
It was probably very true at the time.
Yeah. I mean, more popular. He wasn't saying that they were better than Jesus
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, he had to come out and actually, you know, go in front
issue
of the press.
An apology?
Yeah, kind of,
Oh, big-time apology.
Isn't that comment what, first sparked the craziness in Mark David Chapman, the guy who killed him?
In a long roundabout way, perhaps. Yeah. It sparked off a lot of DJs, especially in the South. They went against the Beatles and started burning Beatle records.
And
it was a big deal there.
I just donate them to people who want Beatle records.
And the thing, They were just about to, or maybe had just started a U.S. tour, so they were really worried about how this was going to affect the tour and if there was going to be problems, and then there were a few problems with that tour, but they got through it.
And, you know, he wasn't really big on religion either.
No.
So, you know, like the song Imagine says.
Right. So.
Yeah.
Kind of a big deal back then.
They blew it out of proportion, just like the press does today with everything that we say. You know, it's just amazing. We can't get away with anything now on this radio station.
What are you talking about?
Well, it's everything we say is controversial. You know, I'm tired of it.
By the way, phone lines and text lines are open. So
you know,
we always are interested in what people have to say. You know,
well,
that's a good thing.
We'll have that.
Freedom still rings. And okay. 608-879-8255. That's 608-879-TALK. Or, just text us. That's the easy way.
Boy,
the Civic Media app.
We got a great segment coming up, Idiocracy. Whole bunch of stories.
Oh, boy.
They're just flooding the studio.
It's incredible, actually. I don't think we've ever had many stories. It's hard to pick and choose what to do.
Right.
A little bit later on, also, in our next half
hour. Humane Society, right?
Yeah, Lisa Bernard will join us from the Dane County Humane Society. All that's coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning, right here on WMDX.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
What an idiot!
The inner machinations of my mind are an enigma.
What? What the f*** is going on around here?
Holy sh!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Pretty dumb most of the time, at least in Idiocracy. And we're going to take a look at some computer-generated intelligence in just a moment. We have a text here from Mark saying, no, agricultural tariffs didn't work out. Farmers, the last time Trump had to make a payment out to the farmers, he said $26 billion. I thought it was about $28 billion that they had to make up for
give
the losses
take a billion
that,
or two, yeah.
that farmers were taking because of the tariffs with China.
Right.
It didn't work out the last time. Of course, you know, with Honda moving from Mexico to the U.S. to manufacture cars, It seems like a victory now for Trump, and he's going to stick with these tariffs. He's not going to back down on any of this stuff, I'm sure. So, the farmers are going to be, really, really paying the price on this.
Yeah, apparently so. The American Farm Federation's already put out a statement about it and wanted Trump to not do those tariffs, of course. And
Then, of course,
were overruled.
USAID as well.
Mm-hmm.
That food source is gone for them.
Yes. Yeah. And those contracts. Right.
We have Catherine on the line.
Yeah. Let's just mention this portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show.
Oh, no.
Hang on. It is brought to you by Verlo Mattresses. The Verlo Mismatch Sale is back. It's our biggest sale of the year. It's their biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside, the same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. Hurry in now. Save an additional 10% on every mattress and box spring. Wake up, sleep better, verlo.com. Go to their east side or west side location. All right.
Absolutely.
Let's go to the phones. Catherine is on the line
this
morning. Good morning, Catherine.
How are you doing today?
Good morning. I don't know why I'm calling, except, first of all, I do have to say, you guys were awesome last night in for Dom. That was such fun.
Oh,
it was different. I don't know how you managed to make it different. You brought your wonderful Sam along with you for the evening, which is why he's tired, by the way. You're welcome.
Yeah. But, swearing like a sailor.
You know, that made me laugh. It didn't get on the air, but I heard the glitch. I'm like, oh, Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
That
yeah.
was funny. That was funny. But I just was impetuously calling because Mark had my thought about the farmers. I think he was responding to something you didn't hear. Pam Yonke literally asked a farmer last night at midnight, tariffs go in. And I didn't hear her whole thing because I was distracted by a cat. But he did say something at the end about, well, you know, it worked out okay last time Trump did this. So, and that's what Mark was responding to. Oh. It did not work out last time.
It did not.
No. Okay. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Interesting you brought that up because, yeah, the as I mentioned, the American Federation of Farmers made a statement objecting to the tariffs and saying that's just a terrible idea. So here we go. We'll see where it goes from here. But yeah. Well, anyway.
Have fun with the show.
All right.
Oh, thank you, Catherine.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Catherine. Okay.
All right. Let's get into
Idiocracy.
Idiocracy. We're going to actually take a look at super intelligence here. Computerized intelligence.
Well, how does that fit in with AI, Idiocracy?
ChatGPT on the psychological aspects of the meeting between Zelensky, Trump, Vance. All right, this is it. It reveals a masterclass in gaslighting, manipulation, and coercion from Trump and his entourage.
So wait a minute. ChatGPT analyzed the meeting in the Oval Office?
It did, yeah.
And this is what it came out with?
It took a psychological look at it.
Okay.
That's specifically what it did.
Okay.
Okay. Blaming the victim. Tell Zelensky, you allowed yourself to be in a very bad position. This is a classic abuser's tactic, shifting blame onto the victim.
Right.
Another one is forcing gratitude. Vance pressured Zelensky to say thank you. This is a toxic tactic, forcing a victim to express gratitude for essential aid. Yeah, and this is the part that really drives me crazy. They wanted a thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Trump is a little over a month into his administration. Why would he need a thank you? He hasn't done anything. Nothing for Ukraine yet.
Well,
but thank me for what I might do for you. Seriously, he has not done anything. If he says thank you, it's to Biden.
Mm-hmm.
My God. All right.
Well, it was all a setup.
It was a setup.
I mean, it had to be.
All right.
And okay. There's more.
Manipulating the idea of peace. Trump says Zelensky is not ready for peace. What could he mean by that? Who knows what it means? Good gosh. Okay. And that's one piece of AI.
Okay.
Let's take a look at Grok 3. Now, this is Elon's AI
Grok
masterpiece.
3.
Grok. Yes.
What happened to Grok 1 and 2?
They weren't good enough. Put out to pasture. Wandering the streets aimlessly, shouting into the sky. I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. In the old days, in old Marvel comic books, before they had superheroes, they used to do these scary stories about aliens on Earth and stuff like that, and these big monsters that came out of the ground. And this sounds like something Stan Lee would have come up with. Grok. All right. Anyway, Elon posted, when will society and Social Security run out of money? Well,
oh, man.
If it's not fixed, it's going to run right out. Well, here's what his AI software said about all of this, Social Security and saving it. It said that the shortfall is estimated to be 3.61% taxable payout. Now, here's the thing. If the tax cuts go in effect, Social Security goes out of business. That's it. And that's what Grok 3 is telling him. It's in contradiction to what Elon is telling everybody about Social Security being a Ponzi scheme, right? So Grok is contradicting him.
Hmm.
I'm sure there'll be some tweaks coming.
You think?
You think so? I think so.
Kind of sounds like it.
Well.
Yeah.
I
okay.
know. And anything up there?
Trump is addressing Congress tonight as the trade wars erupt. So that'll be something he can address tonight.
Yeah.
I'm sure that'll be in the speech.
Well, I'm sure he'll attack education.
We got a text here from Robert in McFarland. Says, how many times do you think Vance practiced that speech in the mirror before he yelled at Zelensky? Yeah, it really did sound like he had that memorized and just was ready to jump on it.
It was really pathetic. It didn't make any sense at this point in the conversation, right?
Right.
Yeah. And to bring it up is just insulting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I'm sure that's what he meant by it. Trump is attacking education to push the trades like plumbing and HVAC. Mm. And toxic masculinity, I would assume. Who needs a college education? You know, our own legislature here, the Republican legislature, has been pushing, college out of the way. They don't need college. You know, they want the welding jobs out. That's what Scott Walker pushed when he was governor.
Right. Yeah.
Katrina Campus analyzes the state of interest rates and trusting Trump on the Big Money Show. Listen for the talk of plumbing and the trades as a reason why Trump is attacking education. Mm. It is truly an amazing, amazing thing to listen to. This is cut 158. Got it? All right, let's listen.
But you have a builder as president who's in charge of most of the regulations in the country, and he knows which regulations are needed to be cut or lessened in order to create
more properties. And he's big on that, on removing regulations. That's one thing that he's very, very bullish on.
Wow.
I do think that interest rates will eventually come down, and we need it desperately. Yeah. I trust Trump when it comes to building and fixing our housing issue.
Can I just say, I'm glad you brought the little masculinity thing into it. I know felt like it was that kind of from left field, but it's an education story, right?
It is.
If you live in a country where the trades are lifted up,
yes,
you get more
yes.
folks going into HVAC and plumbing and all these things, and that's what helped.
Micro writ down. Large.
It's a big deal, and it's under discussed, which is why Trump's going after education as much as he's going Good after it.
Can I tell
else.
You, every time I talk to my plumber, it's about the new boat, okay? I'm just saying.
What, the new boat he just
bought? What are you talking about?
Yes, the man's so wealthy. All right.
Yeah, I regret not learning these skills myself. I'm a woman.
What are we doing?
Oh, man.
Is that from Fox News?
Yes, yeah. It is. It's from Fox Business. You know, you really don't need an education. Just go into the trades. You don't need an education.
We do need people. We do need welders and plumbers and electricians. There is a shortage of that. But that doesn't mean that we need to get rid of education
right.
for everything.
You
all
can't
the other
do two things at once.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Come on.
And certainly electricity hasn't gotten very technical, right? All right.
Okay.
So anyway, that's just. Oh, hits. What is this from John?
John.
Pronounced like broke.
Oh, it's groke.
It really? Is really. Is a reference to the novel Stranger in a Strange Land. I did not know that. Groke. Anybody hear that one
no.
before?
Uh-uh.
I ain't using anything put out by Elon Musk.
Okay.
Including groke or whatever it is.
Well, that's interesting. Okay. God, now I'm going to have to look that up.
All right.
For the homework.
We'll John. Do a little research there. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by David J. Frank, your turnkey one-stop landscaping resource, celebrating 65 years of lawn care, flower care. They do it all, trimming, shaping, pruning, residential or commercial. You've seen their work at the Capitol here in Madison and also at Hilldale Mall and around the campus. They are the largest landscape contractor in this part of the state, branches in Madison, Milwaukee, and Kenosha. You can find out a whole lot more at their website, davidjfrank.com. That's davidjfrank.com. Over to you, John Peters.
Could you check on the pronunciation from our French friend?
Oh, yes. Let's get Julian in on the mix
Julian.
Here. We haven't heard from Julian in a while.
I'm sure he's checked out groke or grok.
Okay.
But, groke would be an E at the end.
Well, somebody else is debating this now. It says it's not pronounced groke. So we have two sides here now. Okay.
Great.
And also Steve from Mount Horeb texts in, President Trump, when building something, never paid his workers.
That's right.
Well, they always had to go to court, all the contractors and the workers. And
It's amazing he
paid a lot of lawyers.
Work so, for him, right?
Right, I know. That's okay.
I wondered when he was reviewing the contractors that he wanted to hire, whether they needed to have any experience at all, since he didn't seem to care if any of the people in his administration had any experience whatsoever controlling whatever department they had this country serving us.
Yeah. Did we find a pronunciation for groke yet, Sam? We're working on this.
From everything I'm seeing, it's grok.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
I've yet to find a human speaking it, though. So.
And yet, John had a good reason for saying it's Grok.
Yeah.
Because it's a reference in a novel.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, he also says
Grok means I understand in Martian. There you go. I knew there was something that we didn't know. It's Martian.
And Mark from the SAC says, I think Grok or Grok was coined by the author of Stranger in a Strange Land to describe understanding, grasping a concept or an idea. It's a good one.
Read in eighth grade.
Huh. Healthy attitude about sex. What?
But you know
what? Of course, it's on the banned books list.
But you can read it. That doesn't mean that you can hear the sound of the written language.
Right?
Right? I mean...
Nothing from Julian on this, huh?
Yeah. Nothing from Julian. Yeah, that's a problem that I've run into with so many books is that I've read them and encountered new words but never heard how to pronounce them.
Exactly.
It happened on the radio, actually, where I went to go say a word, and I said a completely different word than how it's actually pronounced, and people yelled at me for it.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, here on today, Fat Tuesday today, we don't know if it's Ponchki or Punchki. I mean, that's got several different pronunciations as well. It's a Polish,
The one word dessert. I was really, really angry about in comic books was the word puny.
Puny.
Because I didn't know. I always said punny. I know.
Really?
I know. And it didn't sound right to me. And for many years, I said, punny?
Did they correct that in broadcast school finally?
Yes, in broadcast school.
Jeez.
But, I mean, that should be. Weird. It should be puny because it's spelled that way.
Right?
Right? Punny would be two N's.
Yes, I think so.
But there is no such word as punny.
I don't think so. Okay, we could go on and on, but we got to take a little break here. Lisa Bernard from the Dane County Humane Society will join us in just a couple of minutes. We'll be talking about some new animals that arrived there.
Yes.
And it's all coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning here on 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
WMDX 92.7. John and Gordy in the Morning, overlooking State Street, capital city, Madison. What a beautiful, beautiful morning. It's turned out to be a little wet, a little soaked, but it's very moody out there, and I love moody weather like this.
Very cloudy, and we expect more rain later on today, maybe some thunderstorms, high about 48. Right now it's 40 degrees. By the way, you can sign up to get the WMDX newsletter. It tells you all kinds of things going on around Madison and around Wisconsin. Check it out. You can sign up at WMDXradio.com. Okay, time to welcome in Lisa Bernard from the Dane County Humane Society. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
I was reading a story about last week. The Dane County Humane Society had 100 animals coming in from, I guess, the South, right? Is that correct? You had 100 pets or 100 dogs?
So we worked with Bissell Pet Foundation to bring over 100 pets, dogs and cats. And there were a whole group of shelters and rescues. So we were among 10 local shelters and rescues from Wisconsin that were taking them in. And they came from Alabama and Georgia.
Mm-hmm. And do you get this kind of, influx of pets on a regular basis? I mean, is that unusual amount to receive in 1 week?
It's a lot of pets, but we were working with Bissell to try to help some animals down south because they have such an influx. You know, we sit here and we're like, oh, winter is so cold, but winter has some benefits. You know, animals aren't mating in winter. Whereas down south, if they're not having the typical winter that we have, they're mating year round. They can't really do much about that. And cats could have up to 4 litters per year. Mm-hmm. So that really adds up very quickly if they're not spayed and neutered.
Now, do you have, I know you have a number of events planned in advance throughout the year, but what's coming up this spring for the Dane County Humane Society? You got a big one coming up.
We do. March 14th, which is a Friday, next Friday, is our big Toto's Gala, where we celebrate all of our wonderful animal stories. We share a few with people who are in attendance, and they get to meet animals at Monona Terrace, which is a lot of fun. We're going to have some puppies there. Unfortunately, we're having a hard time finding kittens because they're getting adopted very quickly. Mm-hmm. Which is great for them. Mm-hmm. We're also going to have some of our education and animal ambassadors, like Otis, who came a couple years ago on a transfer and was adopted by a staff member. We have a couple cats who are coming who are education and animal ambassadors. And then our dog, Jinx, who is a tripod. We actually helped Jinx when she came up from Texas last year. She had been hit by a car, and when she arrived, they tried to save her leg, but her paw was so badly damaged that it was causing her more pain, so we had to amputate it to help with her pain, and now she's living pain-free.
Excellent.
And man, she's snuggly, and if you got her to howl at the event, that's a lot of fun. Kids, she goes to summer camp, and the kids love to get her to howl. It's kind of easy, but
okay. So Toto's Gala again. That's March 14th at Monona Terrace, and that's coming up. Won't be
Can
long.
Can I just mention?
Yes, please.
Tickets. This is the last week to get tickets, so you have to get your tickets purchased by end of day Friday.
And how do people do that?
They can go to our website at giveshelter.org.
Okay, I think we have time to talk about a couple of pets here.
Well, we have 3 pets we have to get to. We've got to get to Flaps, Ocean, and also, is it Boise?
Boise. Who's not from Idaho. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk about the cat, Boise, first, 4-year-old.
Yes. Boise actually came on the transfer from Bissell Pet Foundation last week. Mm-hmm. So he was among the cats on the flight. He's so sweet. He loves receiving pets. When I go up to his cat condo, he's so happy to greet me, loves head rubs. He'll climb into your lap for snuggles. So he's looking for a home where he can lounge about, whether in a window or on your lap, and get a lot of pets and get spoiled by you.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Okay.
You got a couple of dogs here.
Let's get to Flaps, the 8-year-old pup pointer hound.
Love the name.
Yeah, Flaps.
It's probably because of her flappy ears. They're so adorable. So she is 8. She arrived on a transfer as well from Texas in mid-February. She's very, very sweet and very laid back. She's been hanging out in one of my colleagues' offices, mm-hmm. one of my colleagues' office, and mm-hmm. she just takes a nap and snores. But she's very friendly. She loves to be around people.
Yeah.
So loves that human companionship.
Says here she walks well on a leash and snores.
Yes. Yes.
All right. That's cute.
And then quickly here we have Ocean.
Yeah.
An adult female.
Pitbull.
Yes.
A gray pitbull.
Mm-hmm. Yes. She is a gray pitbull. She's also very sweet. She's got lots more energy than Flaps. She's very spunky. She can play a bit rowdy with more rowdy pups. Mm-hmm. But she can also be selective about which dogs she wants to interact with. So we're recommending slow interactions. She's very playful, very sweet. Just needs a family who wants to continue working with her on her training and spoil her with fun adventures.
Well, I hope we find some.
Very good, Lisa. And if people want to find out more, they can contact you at the Dane County Humane Society. Lisa, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Lisa Bernard from the Humane Society. We will be back.
Trump is going to take over the post office.
Okay, that's just it.
Miss that story.
We'll have that coming up in a moment. Stay with us.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.